This is a CBC podcast.
Don't miss the opera you always wanted to hear, or that interview with your favorite Hollywood director. Keep yourself in the know and find out what's on every day at cbc.ca/radio.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Cafe podcast. I'm Vinyl Cafe producer Jess Milton. We publish a new podcast every week. You can subscribe or download the latest at cbc.ca/podcasting. This week, Stuart talks about shoes.
Well, it's been an exciting spring at my local sneaker boutique, a basement specialty store over on Spadina Avenue called Livestock, which specializes in sneakers and sneaker gear, and is patronized by sneaker heads, and shouldn't be confused with a store like, say, the Foot Locker or the Running Room where you might buy your sneakers. Livestock is a high-end sneaker boutique with polished concrete floors and white walls and exposed wooden beams, the kind of place where you find limited editions and one-of-a-kind sneakers, which are the only kind of sneakers that sneakerheads really want to own. These are boys, mostly, but not exclusively. There are girl sneakerheads, too. Boys and girls who obsess over sneakers the way some people might obsess over comic books or a fine red wine, no names mentioned. You can be excused if sneaker culture has slipped by you. You can't be expected to keep up with everything. That's what I'm here for. And to report how the excitement began a couple of months ago when the singer, rapper, and record producer Kanye West became the first non-athlete to have his signature attached to a Nike sneaker. The first Air Yeezy, as it was dubbed, the gray-colored one, was released in early April in a limited edition. And when they say limited edition, they mean limited. There were less than 100 pairs shipped into Canada. And as any sneakerhead will tell you, this spring's Air Yeezy was the most anticipated sneaker release since the 2008 release of the Jordan 23s. The hype began 2 years ago when Kanye wore a pair to the Grammys. No one knew what they were, and rumors started to fly. They would never be released. They would be released, but only to his friends and his family. And finally, after his glow-in-the-dark tour was finished, where he wore the shoes every night, the truth came out. There would be a staggered release over 3 months this spring. One color a month. Gray, black, and finally, tan. How hot are these shoes? Well, sneakerheads started camping out in front of my local sneaker boutique 3 days before the first release last April. They had tents up for 24 hours until the building's landlord told them they couldn't do that, and they spent the wet and chilly next night, the Friday night before the Saturday release, taking turns sleeping in the lobby of the Instant Bank a few doors down and dozing in a tow truck that one of them owned and had parked right out in front. When it was time to open the doors Saturday noon, there were over 70 people in line, some of them from as far away as New York State. 70 people on the street and 20 pairs of shoes in the store. Adam, who attends Queen's University and who drove in from Kingston, 3 hours away, was there early enough on Thursday to nail down the 8th position in line. On Saturday morning, Adam was offered $500 for his spot. He declined. He declined that and the offer from the guy who was working the line offering to pay $1,000 for anyone's shoes. Adam wasn't giving up his shoes for anything. They spent that first weekend on his bedroom desk, so when he lay in bed, he could watch them glow in the dark. They have a glow-in-the-dark soul, like the glow-in-the-dark tour, remember? Adam left them at home when he went back to university. He figured they were safer at home. Hector, a sports writer from Toronto and a longtime sneakerhead, decided not to pick up a pair of the Yeezys. Hector isn't crazy for the Kanye West design, even though legendary sneaker designer Tinker Hatfield had a hand in it. Hector says he doesn't feel compelled to buy every release these days, and why would he? Hector already has 250 pairs of sneakers in his collection at home. He says his bedroom cupboard looks pretty much like the back of a shoe store. Much of Hector's collection is what sneakerheads like to call dead stock, which is to say, not only hasn't he worn the shoes, they're still in their original boxes. The boxes are a big part of the deal, says Hector. Like, if Hector had a pair of dead stock that he wanted to sell you for $350, but he didn't have the box, you're immediately going to ask him to take off, like, $50. Hector will often buy two pairs of the same shoes, one to rock and one to stock, as they say. He sold a pair from his collection for as much as $2,500. Though that was a pair of the titanium 23s, and that was at the top of the market. He wouldn't get that today. But he does figure if he liquidated his entire collection, he'd have enough for a down payment on a house. Although hopefully it would have a room for all his shoes. The next release of Kanye West's shoes, the tan ones, go on sale next week. They're going for $260 a pair, in case you wanted to get in line.
That's Stuart McLean, and that's from the Vinyl Cafe. We'll be recording two Vinyl Cafe radio shows in Gatineau, Quebec at the end of June. That's June 29th in Gatineau. You can check the website for details on that. And while you're there, you can see where we're heading in October. We'll be taking the Vinyl Cafe across Ontario, stopping in places like Brampton, St. Catharines, Markham, Guelph, Owen Sound, Orillia, Belleville, Pembroke, Windsor, and a few other places too. Check the website for all the details, vinylcafe.com.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.